Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. In each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The Who Pays? Question Finding Your Paying Customer. Now let's dive in. Most entrepreneurs fail because they fall in love with their product instead of their customer's wallet. They become infatuated with features, design, and possibilities while completely missing the most fundamental question in business. Today, I want to share the one question that separates successful businesses from expensive hobbies. Here's the fatal assumption I see everywhere. If I build it, they will buy it. Research shows that 42% of startups fail because there's simply no market need. Think about that. Nearly half of all business failures happen because someone built something nobody actually wanted to pay for. Your product doesn't matter, no matter how brilliant, innovative, or needed it seems, if you can't answer this simple question: who specifically will pay money for this? Now here's where it gets tricky. There's a dangerous trap between the paying customer and the end user. Take free apps, for example. Millions of people use them daily, but those users aren't the customers. The advertisers paying for access to those users are the real customers. The framework that changed everything for me is this: identify the pain point so severe that someone opens their wallet to solve it. Pain plus purchasing power equals profit. But how do you know if you found that person? Here's my validation method. Find 10 people willing to prepay for your solution. Not, would you buy this? Or, do you like this idea? Those questions get you polite lies. Instead, present your solution with a real price and ask, when can you start? Real money conversations reveal real demand. Let me share a story that illustrates this perfectly. My friend Sarah spent 8 months building a meal planning app for busy parents. She interviewed over 200 parents who absolutely loved the concept. The feedback was incredible. Everyone said they desperately needed this solution. Launch day arrived, and she got 12 downloads with zero paid subscriptions. The revelation hit hard. Parents wanted the solution, but weren't willing to pay $9.99 per month for it. Sarah felt defeated until she had a breakthrough moment. She pivoted and sold the exact same app to corporate wellness programs who gladly paid $500 per month per company. Same product, different customer who actually had both the problem and the budget to solve it. The lesson? The person with the problem isn't always the person with the purchasing power. So here's your actionable takeaway. Before building anything new, do what I call the money conversation test. First, describe your solution and price to 10 potential customers. Second, ask for a real commitment, a pre-order, deposit, or signed letter of intent. Third, if fewer than 3 out of 10 say yes with actual money or commitment, pivot either your customer or your solution. This simple test saves months of building something nobody will purchase. Remember, enthusiasm without payment is just politeness. Every successful business starts with someone willing to pay for a solution. Find that person first, and everything else becomes infinitely easier. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.